At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Gregory Soto will deal. And Diaz lines it into left field. Here comes Nimmo, has to play it on a hop. Iglesias rounding third. Here's the throw to the plate. No shot. And the Padres walk it off.
That amazing audio courtesy of 97.3 The Fan, Jesse Agler. And it just goes to prove I need to fall asleep during Padres games more often, I guess.
Because when you do,
damn, did I miss?
Man,
did I miss a game?
And you weren't the only one. We were talking with our boss this morning, and he's like, "Ah, oh, I went to bed after this." I bet a lot of people did and missed out on what an amazing win.
The game was so crazy last night in the Padres' walk-off victory against the New York Mets. It was so crazy last night that even the great Don Orsillo missed a call when Fernando Tatis Jr. seemingly became a superhero and jumped so high to rob a home run that Don Orsillo figured that there's no way he could have caught it and missed the call. This was amazing.
The other way and deep. Fernando back at the wall. That ball's gone. Off the wall, apparently. Or on the transfer, not sure which. He got it. On the transfer, the indication by the umpire, he dropped the ball. But what a catch for Fernando.
This is unbelievable. Did you see the flash look? There's the catch. Brings it back. There's the transfer. What a catch, Fernando. You are unbelievable.
Audio thanks to Padres TV. So Don Orsillo was confused, as you can tell.
Mm-hmm. The cameraman was confused.
Nobody knew what was happening. What happened is that Fernando Tatis Jr. didn't just rob someone of a home run. He made a superhuman effort. He jumped so high. That ball was gone.
Yep.
He jumped so high to get it that Don Orsillo figured there's no way he got that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he said on the transfer, what that means is, and I don't mean to mansplain, if you know what it means, I apologize. What that means is that when he was taking the ball from his glove to his hand to throw it back, that's called the transfer. He dropped the ball on the transfer, so it appeared that he didn't catch it at all.
Yeah, it looked like Don Orsillo thought it hit the wall at first.
Yeah, he had no idea what was going. First he said it was gone. Nobody knew, because nobody who's human can make a play like that.
It was amazing.
Fernando Tatis Jr., A, might be an alien, and B, in all seriousness, what a treat we get to see this guy play baseball for our team every day. He is such a joy to watch.
Yeah.
He's just such a catalyst for this team, and what a playoff atmosphere last night. Padres had no right winning that game. They were down 5-1 after a grand slam. What did they do the next inning? They stormed right back and scored 5 more runs back and forth. Suarez gives up the save at the end, and you're like, I guess we're going to lose this. Nope. Walk it off in the ninth. Padres win. It's just a regular season win, but still, this is a playoff atmosphere. Both teams right now would be in the playoffs.
I was so excited this morning. I'm wearing.
Yeah, you are.
I'm wearing Padres today.
You've never looked more lovely than you do in that Padres shirt.
Thanks.
Man, just what a game. Oh, by the way, Tatis made another dazzling play, diving to catch a ball that was supposed to be a hit, but not in Fernando Tatis's turf. If you were there last night, man, please share it with me. If I would have stayed awake for that game last night, I would never have gotten any sleep, Tammy. Mm-hmm. I would have been useless this morning.
That's
more
true.
Useless than usual. Go Pod. Same two teams tonight. You can hear every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Hey, don't go anywhere, because at 7:30, we have your chance to win up to $1,000 with John and Tammy's High-Low Jackpot on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to PB. What's going on, Brent?
Nothing much. Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing really well. Appreciate you asking, pal. Hey, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, please leave. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Brent, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store. Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Chris Stapleton was just on Sesame Street and shared a new song called You've Got a Friend in Music. What is the name of the grouch that lives in a garbage can on Sesame Street?
Oscar the Grouch.
Happy birthday to Elizabeth Berkley, who played Jesse on this 90s sitcom that also featured characters named Screech, Slater, Kelly, and Zach. What's the show?
Saved by the Bell.
Jamie Lee Curtis says plastic surgery is causing a genocide of a generation or two of women. Jamie Lee Curtis starred in the original version and then many sequels of this horror film. What is the film?
Alien.
Also having a birthday today is Lori Loughlin, who played Uncle Jesse's wife on Full House. What was her first name?
Marissa.
George Lucas is opening the Lucas Museum of Narrative Arts in L.A. next year. George created Star Wars. In the Star Wars universe, who is the small in size but wise and powerful Jedi master that trained Jedi for over 800 years and also trained Luke Skywalker?
Yoda.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Brent, what's happening with you today, pal?
I just had to drop my wife off at the airport, heading back home, and then off to work.
Where's she going?
Idaho.
For work?
No, she's going out. Our kids spent the summer in Idaho with their grandparents.
Aww.
So she's going to grab them.
Aww. Wait a second. What a great summer for your kids.
Well, we're missing the best part of the story. Brent's a bachelor for a couple.
Oh, jeez.
I think you should call him sick today, pal. Just do you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, John knows what's up.
Hey, listen, when you get home today, it's no pants time.
That's right.
Brent, are you wearing pants right now? Be honest.
I'm all dressed for work.
Okay, all right. That's the first time I've ever asked a listener if they have pants on, ever, in the history of our career.
All right.
Brent did 3 out of 5, Tim.
Nice job.
Chris Stapleton was just on Sesame Street and shared a new song called You've Got a Friend in Music. What is the name of the grouch that lives in a garbage can on Sesame Street?
Oscar.
Oscar is right. Brent knew that 1-1. Happy birthday to Elizabeth Berkley, who played Jesse on this 90s sitcom that also featured characters named Screech, Slater, Kelly, and Zach. What's the show?
Saved by the Bell.
Brent knew that. 2-2. Jamie Lee Curtis says plastic surgery is causing a genocide of a generation or two of women. Jamie Lee starred in the original version and then many sequels of what horror film?
Halloween.
Halloween is right. Brent didn't know. 3-2 Tam. Also having a birthday today is Lori Loughlin, who played Uncle Jesse's wife on Full House. What was her first name?
Becky.
Becky. Brent didn't know. Went with Marissa. 4-2 Tammy. And finally, George Lucas is opening the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art in L.A. next year. George created Star Wars. In the Star Wars universe, who is the small in size but wise and powerful Jedi master that trained Jedi for over 800 years, including Luke Skywalker?
Yoda.
Right you are. Any excuse I can get
yes.
to do my Yoda imitation. You know, that turns producer Jessica on. Did you know that? It's really weird. It's really weird, man. Brent, today, Tammy beat you by a clean sweep, 5-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you, pal.
We'll be seeing you on August 14th as you are coming to the River Concert Series at Sequan Casino Resort to see Muscadine Bloodline.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
It's going to be a great party, Brent. Can't wait to see you there. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Brenton PD, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
So I was at the Marine Corps boot camp graduation over the weekend.
Obviously not as a graduate, unless you're hiding something from us. But
yes, I'm actually 19 years old, Tammy. I'm the world's oldest, out-of-shape 19-year-old Marine. I would fear for the safety of this country if that was true. With all due respect to the wonderful men and women yes. that graduated this weekend. No. I was there because of Honor Flight San Diego, specifically because of my twin heroes, Hero Gary, Hero Larry. I bring them up all the time. I was lucky enough years ago to be paired up with them as their guardian mm-hmm. for Honor Flight San Diego, who have become some of my closest friends. I'm so fortunate to be able to say that.
And let's be honest, they didn't really need you as a guardian.
No.
They kind of batted you around like a cat toy.
Yeah.
They are just hysterical.
They are the
two.
Best. And they're also heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make no mistake about that. Many times decorated heroes. Their story is amazing. Larry and Gary are identical twins. It's hilarious how they play on that.
Yes.
Gary lives in Vista. I see Gary all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Larry lives in Mississippi, and he was in town to watch his grandson graduate from the Marine Corps.
That's awesome.
And they invited me to go with them.
Oh.
What an honor.
Yeah.
Of course I went.
We're at Marine Corps Base San Diego Boot Camp because my brother's grandson is graduating from boot camp, which makes the 9th Marine in the family.
Well, that was my next question. You spoiled my interview. You're taking my job over.
That's because I'm better at it than you are.
Yes, you are. I can't imagine how proud Larry must be watching his grandson graduate, becoming the 9th Marine total in your family. How are you feeling about all this?
Oh, man, it's great. I mean, 9 Marines in the family, most people... maybe 1 or 2, but 9? Yeah, and they all go in saying they want to be just like us.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I would talk to your brother over there, because I always talk to you.
That's because I'm handsome.
Yeah, well, and that's not. Because you live about 20 minutes from me as opposed to 20,000 miles from me. But Larry's flirting over there, as usual.
Of course.
You guys look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Dressed
in dress blues. Yep.
Dress blues. You look very handsome, and it was an honor walking in here with you. I know we like to bust each other's chops.
Oh, yeah.
But it was an honor walking in here with you, too, watching the respect that all the young Marines showed you, and more importantly, all the respect that you guys showed the young Marines. I guarantee you, just seeing when you said to them, thank you for your service in your dress blues and all your medals, I saw it in their face how much that meant to them when you said that to them. So you should know that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know we're family.
I do know. I can tell that.
It's a big family. So you may not ever know their names, but they're Marines and their family.
I would never take those dress blues off. Yeah. I would wear them everywhere.
Yeah.
Costco, mowing the lawn. Hey, Larry, I've been interviewing your brother for like the last 20 minutes. You got anything to say? Your grandson's about to graduate.
Oh, I'm happy he's graduating. It's too bad he has to look at my brother, who's so damn ugly.
And there we go. Hero Gary, hero Larry. I'm at my first Marine Corps boot camp graduation. What an honor to be here. It really says it all.
Yeah, it does. Wow, what an experience for you, John. That's amazing.
I'm having lunch with the two guys tomorrow.
Nice.
I want to meet your lovely lady and Roger the puppy.
Aw.
By the way, Tammy, if those two had the chance, they wouldn't even blink. They would join the Marines again, yep. Right? They would do it again right now at 79 years old.
I wouldn't doubt it for a second.
I don't know who this person is.
Well, he's from Finland. His name is O2.
His name is O2?
O-T-U. O2?
O2 is okay with me because he had a brilliant idea to mix Dolly Parton and Black Sabbath together, and it is, in my opinion, all kinds of awesome. Am I the only one that thinks that works?
It does work. I'm impressed.
Dolly meets Ozzy. It's Dozzy. I'm calling it Dozzy.
I like that.
All I have been doing since Ozzy passed away last week has been listening to Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath. Mm-hmm. It's my way of mourning and celebrating what he meant to me and how much I love his music. And that seems natural to me.
Yeah. It doesn't sound comical.
No.
Number one, it doesn't sound forced. You just listen and go, oh, well, that was the way the song should have been.
Do you know who I bet loves that? Dolly.
I bet she does. So talking about Ozzy Osbourne, obviously social media has been flooded with tons of things with Ozzy. Some of it has been AI generated. And there's one, John, I want you to watch.
It'll freak me out.
It's, well, this one freaked me out too, but then I kind of liked it.
Is this the one when he's like in a wheelchair and then he goes backwards in time? And
No. This is AI Ozzy taking selfies with other musicians, I guess, in heaven who have passed. I don't know if it's cool or if it's creepy.
All right, I'm looking at it now. Oh, yeah. God, it looks so real.
Anyway, I shared it on John and Tammy's Instagram stories, and you can tell if is it kind of cool or is it kind of creepy? I don't know.
I'm torn because there have been so many AI-generated tributes, quote-unquote, to Ozzy that it's almost as if no one can die anymore who's famous.
Yeah.
Because they can just regenerate it that way. It almost looks real and fake at the same time. Mm-hmm.
I've seen an ad for this company that will take photographs old photographs of your family members and kind of make them come to life. And I'm torn on that too, you know, especially
what do you
like,
mean? Photographs, so like so what we just watched, they will move,
they'll move and smile and do whatever, and I'm torn on it because I don't have any video of my mother, you know, I don't right. have anything like that,
so
where I'd
you,
be like,
would you want that?
I don't know, I think I kind of would. I mean, I was only, you know, just turned 22, so.
And she was how old, like 40 something?
43.
Oh,
yeah,
so young.
So, you know, I don't know, it's weird and yet kind of satiating. I don't know. It's a strange one.
Yeah. I'm fortunate enough to have so many videos of my dad because my dad just died 4 years ago. So we all had our phones and there's tons of that stuff. Yeah. But you're right. I don't know what I would do if I were you.
Yeah.
I think I would want to do it too.
Yeah. It's a little strange.
Will she say hi to me? You always
of course
that,
you make it about you.
You always
it's
said,
my mom and my thing and it's about you.
But
oh
you
my
always
God,
said
John.
How much we'd get along, right? How many times have you said my mom would have loved you? She would have flirted with you, right? How many times have you said that?
She would have flirted for sure. But
Virginia and I would have been tight, man. We would have been thick as thieves. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it all about me. I just, you know.
What about me?
I wish I would have known her. That was my way of saying that. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
The Brickyard belongs to Bubba. Wallace wins at Indy.
Bubba Wallace held off Kyle Larson, who was the defending Brickyard winner, now has his name etched in history as the first black driver to win a major race at the Brickyard 400. Just pumps me up even more for what's coming to town next year.
I'm on their website right now, NASCARSanDiego.com. There's a countdown to what's going to be happening for the NASCAR San Diego weekend, June 20th through the 21st, 325 days, 13 hours, 56 minutes, and, you know, however seconds, until San Diego becomes NASCAR Diego. I'll work on that.
You'll figure it out.
Listen, Race Diego.
When they have their promos like this, it gets me so pumped up.
Son, this is a Navy base, not a playground. If you want to race here, you got to show honor, courage, and commitment. You boys think you know speed? You haven't felt real speed. And I am pleased to say that you belong here with us on this sacred ground.
Let's get to work on bringing NASCAR to the Navy.
Even reading the website, this groundbreaking event at the hub of Naval Base Coronado blends the thunder of the track, patriotic spirit, and scenic beauty into an unforgettable weekend that you do not want to miss.
Yes!
We better be all over that, by the way.
If we're not all over that, I'm quitting my job. Seriously.
Okay. It is on record on July 29th. Tammy will quit her job.
Yes.
If less than 1 year from now, we are not asked to be some part of that.
We have to be. We can belong there.
You know what? We do. We do belong. It is our right.
It is.
By the way, if you feel that you belong there as well, you can go ahead and put deposits down right now. They're not even selling tickets yet. This is going to sell out. You know that.
Oh, my God, yes.
And you can put a deposit now on either premium club tickets or reserved grandstand seating. Premium club ticket, you need a deposit of $200 per seat. That includes amenities such as all-inclusive food and beverage, lounge access, exclusive experiences, and more. Can't imagine what those actual tickets are going to cost. The reserved grandstand seating, more realistic, $25 deposit per seat. So it's a seat. You know what a seat is.
Yeah.
NASCARSanDiego.com. And by the way, congratulations to Bubba Wallace. That was really, really cool.
It was. Yes. Oh, back to that. Anyway.
I love how we just feel so entitled that we're going to be there.
We have to be there. Are you kidding me? This is
I want a KSON
us.
Car.
Yes.
I want to say, gentlemen, start your engines.
Uh-huh.
I want to sip out of the cup when someone wins.
I want to be in one of the jets for the flyover. I mean, I just...
I want to wave the flag.
I want to wave lots of flags. Can you tell we're a little excited?
NASCARSanDiego.com.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Casey, who's in Tierra Santa. Hey, Casey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
So well. Thank you. Appreciate you asking. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Go take a break, Tam.
All right, good luck.
Casey, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than 10, you get $100. Thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
After the Astronomer Coldplay concert scandal, Astronomy has hired Gwyneth Paltrow, Coldplay singer Chris Martin's ex-wife, as a temporary spokesperson. True or false, Gwyneth is an Oscar winner.
True.
Donkey from Shrek is getting his own spinoff series. What does Donkey say he'll make in the morning when he sleeps over in Shrek's swamp?
We'll go with breakfast.
Today is National Lasagna Day. What comic character's favorite food is lasagna?
Garfield.
Liam Neeson says he begged the director to cut this scene from his movie.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
What's the movie?
Batman.
And finally, Travis Kelce appears in Happy Gilmore 2. What position does Travis play in the NFL?
Quarterback.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Casey, what's going on with you today?
Taking my son to work with me.
Is it officially take your kid to work day today?
No, but Dad's out of town on work, so.
Is he excited to go to work with you or like, eh?
He's not too excited, but he's excited he has his iPad.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
All right, Casey did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
After the Astronomer Coldplay concert scandal, Astronomy has hired Gwyneth Paltrow, Coldplay singer Chris Martin's ex-wife, as a temporary spokesperson. True or false, Gwyneth is an Oscar winner.
True.
It is true. Remember the movie she won for?
Was that for Shakespeare in Love?
Shakespeare in Love. Yeah. Correct. 1-1. Donkey from Shrek is getting his own spinoff series. What does Donkey say he'll make in the morning when he sleeps over in Shrek's swamp?
Waffles.
We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Casey went breakfast, needed something more specific than that, Casey. Sorry, 2-1 Tam. Today's National Lasagna Day. What comic character's favorite food is lasagna?
Garfield.
Isn't it your favorite food, too?
No, I make a good lasagna. I love lasagna, but
okay.
Next time I make some, John, I'm going to bring you some, and I'll bet you'll be like, that's some of the best lasagna I've ever had.
Really?
It's one of my specialties.
Okay.
Ask my husband, who's Italian, he will tell you.
I will take you up on that. It's 3-2. Casey knew that. Liam Neeson says he begged the director to cut this scene from his movie.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
What? It's not supposed to be funny.
I know.
What's the movie?
Taken?
Taken. It is now 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Travis Kelce appears in Happy Gilmore 2.
Mm-hmm.
What position does Travis play in the NFL?
Is he a tight end?
He's a tight end. It bothers me because he's also a very good comedic actor.
Mm-hmm.
He showed his chops in SNL when he hosted 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, he was in every skit and he killed in mm-hmm. every. People shouldn't have that kind of talent. You should be a good football player and that's it.
You don't get both.
Right.
Wow.
Thank you, Casey. And he's sleeping with a billionaire. I mean, come on, Travis. Casey, today Tammy beats you by a score of 5-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but 2 pieces of good news. You get to hang out with your kid today at work, and you get a great prize just for playing with us.
A pair of tickets to see Muscadine Bloodline as you join us at Sequan Casino Resort for the River Concert Series on August 14th.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Casey. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate you very much. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Casey Interior-Santa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We had Dylan Marlowe at the River Concert Series Thursday at Sequan Casino Resort. Another awesome, awesome night.
We want to see you at the next one, too. Muscadine Bloodline on August 14th, and then Jackson Dean on September 4th.
Dylan Marlowe had a pretty busy week last week. Before he came to us, he was playing a festival in Wisconsin where he was not so politely escorted out of that festival after he had just got done playing the festival. Dude just wanted to watch some Jake Owen.
Dylan, there was a story this week that you were taken out of your own show out of no fault of your own. What happened?
I don't know, like, if there wasn't a good security meeting or something.
Yeah.
Initially, what happened was And granted, like, I'm always trying to stay out of the way. So yeah. There was, like, tons of camera dudes and lighting guys up there. So first thing I did when I got up there was, like, hey, am I cool?
Yeah.
Out of y'all's way? And they're, sure. they're like, yeah, dude, you're good. Even some of the guys DM'd me after. They're like, we're so sorry that happened. No, I mean, initially, like, it was just like, hey, you can't be here. And it was like, hey, I didn't even say who I was or that I just played. I just started with, I have the right credentials. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And then when he's like, no, you got to go, I was like, well, we just played. Like, is there, like, I'm not trying to, do, like, this.
You weren't doing,
thing.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I'm not, I wasn't doing that at all. I just was like, we just played, have the correct credentials. Like, it was loud. I was like, I don't know if he's hearing me right. Or, like, first it was very cordial. And then it just kind of, as we started going back and forth, I was like, dude, I am cool to be here by the festival.
Yeah.
I just played. I don't know what the deal is, but we're chilling. And then I think he started getting kind of smart with me, so I started getting kind of smart back with him.
What did he say?
The F word, yeah. That's what sets me off. Well, it's like, you got to get the F out of here. It wasn't like a crazy thing at first. Yeah. So it was like, you got to get the F out of here. And I was like, dude, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Like, this, can we talk? Like, this could have been avoided had he just, like, radioed, like, hey, sure. I got this Dylan Marlowe guy thinks he's good enough to be here. Is he good? And the festival would have said yes.
Yeah, he just got off stage.
Or if the festival said no, he could have said, hey, dude, you just heard the festival. And I went, yeah, I'll go talk to somebody. Because I was like, you know what? I also threw an F word at, which I regret. So I go downstairs, and then I'm like out of the way of everything at this point. And then he still is like, you got to get out of here, bro. Cops get involved. I'm like, okay, thank God. They're like, if he says you got to go, you got to go. So that's when I was like, screw this, man. So I started walking away, and I called him an I did. And I wish I wouldn't have, but that was just in the moment.
No, but you're owning it. You're owning it.
I'm owning
it. And that's
fine. Yeah, yeah. And I was already walking away when he came and grabbed me. So I'm like,
oh.
It was definitely like he wasn't going to let me get the last word.
Yeah.
When did it become clear that you did belong there, that this guy was in the wrong? Were you apologized to? Were you?
Yeah.
Did you at least get a free beer out of the deal?
Oh, I mean, the festival apologized. Like, the festival was great. And I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't drunk. I wasn't, like, being obnoxious.
Yeah.
I just was like this, watching Jake Owen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So it could have been avoided with, like, an easy radio phone call, but I think...
Well, you know what they say, no press is bad press. So, I mean, we're talking about you, Dylan, that's a good thing.
That's right.
But we're looking forward to it.
Let's go. Okay.
Thanks for chatting with
us.
It was very sweet. Thank you, honey.
Heck yeah.
You think Dylan Marlowe had fun? Dude jumped into the pool fully clothed for his last song.
I thought it was great because, I mean, he was so enamored by the fact that the stage was right in front of a pool. It was a great way to end the show.
It really is the most unique concert venue in all of San Diego.
We'll see you at our next River Concert Series, which is Muscadine Bloodline, on August 14th at Sequan Casino Resort.
Yeah, and all this week we're giving away tickets to that show during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
I don't often like to reference The Godfather 3.
You hated that movie, didn't you?
I hate's a strong word, but it's right up there. Mm. Yeah, it just...
So I'm curious, what sucked you back in that you swore off?
Well,
because I know it's something like that, right?
I was a huge fan of the TV show Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like many Dexter fans, Dexter on Showtime, the serial killer who kills people that deserve it. The phrase, jump the shark... made when TV shows go too long and they end up really sucking.
Yeah.
The last couple of seasons of Dexter were like gross. It was like, I only watched it because I was sucked in and I felt like I had some kind of obligation.
Mm-hmm. I've done that before when you're just like, you got to see it out now.
They got me back in, man. Dexter Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
They brought literally Dexter back from the dead.
Okay.
And it's good, man.
Well, thank goodness.
It's good. I don't know if anybody else has been watching it. It's on Paramount Plus. Showtime, it's good. And
is it good, John?
I mean, yes. And the stars they've got in it now, you know who's in it? Who plays a serial killer in it? Eric Stone Street. You know how weird it is to see.
Oh, I love him so much.
You know how weird it is to see Cam from Modern Family as a weird serial killer? I recommend it if you were a fan of Dexter, but were also like me when it ended, like, ugh. And they wouldn't let it go either. They did a reboot with Dexter in like in the woods, and his son comes to live with him, and his son ends up killing him at the end, and that's what the end of Dexter. Then they did a Dexter as a kid just this past year, which was okay.
Yeah.
I watched it all because I'm a Dexter freak. Mm-hmm. So I was really skeptical about this Dexter resurrection, and it's good. I'm bummed because they don't release it all at once.
Yeah.
And I'm all caught up now. Uh-huh. I thought yesterday I had a date with Dexter, and I didn't because I have already seen my quota so far.
I have to tell you, the whole ability to binge watch has ruined us.
I know.
For waiting for the next week's episode, because we're like, wait a minute, why can't I just watch the whole thing? And in case you missed it, Dexter, what's the new season called?
Resurrection.
Dexter Resurrection? It's good.
I recommend it. Okay? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.